B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. I'm already laughing because I got to share this with you, all right? So, we were, you know, we always, we have our, I have all my notes and notebooks and all this stuff. And, you know, during this time of year when, you know, there's not much pressing, newsy stuff. There's lots of stuff that we're talking about, lots of themes that are talking about. And we got Sixers-Lakers coming up, and that's going to be a theme, part of the Friday Five. And so we have all these things. One of the things I wanted to get into is kind of your temperature in, are you still optimistic? Are you still wide-eyed with the 20s, the roaring 20s upon us? Do you still have that kind of wide eye? Because once upon a time, you know, we were playing the music, the flapper music. Oh, the 2020s. It's going to be the roaring 20s. And, of course, I was the big mouth saying roaring 20s. And I still feel good about them. But I kind of wanted to think about you guys and where you're at. It's a good day on this Friday. Take your temperature. So, a little inside baseball, right? So, Andrew and I were hanging out before the show like we always do and just kind of, you know, shooting it. And we heard the poll on the morning show. And the poll was, do you want Ben Simmons to make an all-star team, to make the all-star game, which he's going to. And the results were kind of shocking to me. So only 57% wanted him to actually make an all-star team, make the all-star game. And remember, this is the all-star weekend, right? Like, you know, NHL and Pro Bowl, it sucks. But whatever. You know, you wanted to make the all-star game. And only 57% of people said yes. And I was kind of flabbergasted at that number. I get this theory that, you know, Simmons, if he makes the all-star team, it's kind of validates him playing the way he plays, and he's not going to shoot, right? So I understand, because this is the greatest conundrum, the greatest riddle ever to be seen by Philadelphia sports. The will he shoot, why won't he shoot story. And the All-Star game, you know, making the All-Star game is this, well, you know, if he does, then validate that he shouldn't make it. And listen, here's the bottom line. That has nothing to do with anything. He already is in that stratosphere. But now here's the thing. So normally you want your player to make the All-Star team. Like, it doesn't matter who he is. Yeah, well, the All-Star game's playing. You're not going to have him be, he's not playing the All-Star game. And you go, I want a representative. Like, I want to see my guy play in the All-Star game. Except we don't want him in the All-Star game. And, like, that's crazy to me. Now, again, I thought about talking about this, but all of a sudden I had a pang of, uh-oh, I better not. And I started to go, oh, no, we can't talk about this because the fourth question of the Friday Five is, I want to stick a pipe bomb in my ear when I hear. And that was going to be Ben Simmons talk. Because I can't do it. I don't want to do a whole day of Ben Simmons shooting and stuff. I'd rather talk about the Lakers and that makes me nostalgic. But we are to the point where we don't want our own guy to make an all-star game. 43% of the fan base. That's astounding to me. And so I'm in this weird state where I go, I feel like talking football, but I can't do Andy Reid. Like, I like Andy Reid a ton, you know that, all that stuff, whatever. But I don't want to talk about Andy Reid. I definitely don't want to talk about McNabb and T.O. and that era. I am over that. And then I have like this, because I feel like talking football, and I also feel like talking baseball. Except I got a problem with that, too. That cheating thing kind of messed with me a little bit, more than I thought it would, because like I'm like very distrustful now of anything. Like, that sport has completely lost me. I love that sport. But that sport's not lost past tense, but losing me, because I don't know what's real, what's not real. Are you juiced up? Are you stealing and wearing electronic equipment, surveillance? Do we know that you know that a fastball's coming? Are you juicing? Are you corking? Like, there's so much cheating that's like, I don't know what's real, what's not real. Then the other aspect of it is, I really want to talk baseball. I like to get into a little baseball and kind of miss it. I get these modes. As we do, and we love sports, right? So we kind of, there's moments you wake up and you go, oh man, I really can go for like watching baseball, right? Like today was that. And then I think about the Phillies, and I love Joe Girardi, but I don't think this team's any good. I think they're just okay. I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't think they've done enough. And I don't understand why the billionaire is afraid of luxury tax. I don't understand it. You know, guys that they should be in on, big ticket guys, and they're not in on them. I look at this team and I go, eh. And so as I sit here before you today, I'm in a weird place. Strange place. Like, we don't want our own guy to make the all-star team. And he's going to. It's a foregone conclusion. He's a lock to make it. And we don't want him to make it for some ridiculous validation thing. That he's well far beyond that. And I know, I've heard it before, I heard the theory. I understand the theory in principle, but trust me, it doesn't apply here. Good morning, Tunis.
Hey, Ant. I don't want him to make the All-Star team.
Really?
Really.
At two?
Yes.
Why?
Even though you're trying to...
The validation thing?
Even though you're trying to dismiss it, yes, the validation thing.
Trust me, it has nothing to do, it has no bearing on him.
Listen.
He's already a stratosphere-type player. He's going to make the All-Star game, by the way. He's going to play in the... That's a lock that he plays in the All-Star game. It's not about whether or not he's an All-Star. It's about whether or not he does it to become the generational talent. He's definitely an All-Star. But I expected more than just an all-star player.
I almost want him to take a step back in this voting process. Like, I want him to not make it so that he can go, damn, all right, I got to improve my game a little bit more.
Okay, first of all, it's not realistic because he's making the all-star team. Second of all, it won't have any kind of bearing that you think it will. He's like, these players are on a different... They're way different than you think they are.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Way different.
But maybe it's my own personal hope.
All right, I'm just saying it's misguided.
I get it.
But it shocks me that 43%, right? 43% of the fan base don't even want the guy to make the All-Star team. And... Anytime you watch, I actually like the NBA All-Star game. I love when there's your hometown Sixers are playing the All-Star game.
You see them talking to the other players, the other stars in the league.
I don't know. It's just plus for the game, you just you know, you just like to watch him in that environment.
I don't know, but I think part of the feeling toward a lot of people is that when he spoke...
And this is why I don't want to talk about
it. When he spoke at the end of last year, and he was questioned hard about taking the jump shot, and he basically, hey, listen, I can do what I can without a jump shot. And if he then doesn't make the All-Star game, it looks like he took a little step back as to where he was last year.
Well, it is interesting because tomorrow night will be a fascinating game for him. It is Sixers and Lakers, and there is no Josh Richardson now. So now there is even more pressure for him to score.
And this is on national TV.
And his idol is in town. And his idol, like, think about all the pieces here. And this is why tomorrow night is a huge game. LeBron is going to pass Kobe tomorrow night in Philadelphia. Kobe could maybe even, might even be here. So it's LeBron passing Kobe for third on the all-time scoring list. Scoring. And who's playing? Whose house is it? It's Ben's house, right? Joe's on the sidelines. It's Ben's house. LeBron comes in, going to pass Kobe, a Philadelphia guy, in Ben's house.
And LeBron is taking Ben under his wing.
So, and he's looking at his idol, going to hit third on the all-time scoring list. I'm curious that whatever his over-under is tomorrow night, better be well over. I mean, just that's a pride thing. Even more than the All-Star game. Right?
Yeah. I mean, there was a time when LeBron was still in Cleveland before he went to L.A. where he dropped back and basically told Ben to shoot. It was during a regular season game in Ben's rookie year, and he did not pull up. And I remember people were upset that day.
And here's the deal. I'm hoping. See, we need LeBron this weekend. We need LeBron to go on the record and say, yeah, the guy needs to be more of an offensive player, but score more, shoot, do whatever. We need LeBron to say it publicly. Because, listen, the only person that, if there's any one guy that could reach him, it's not Barkley and Shaq. It's not Brett Brown. It's somebody like LeBron, who's his peer, whom he looks up to. And if LeBron says, young buck, you know, young ball, I need you to score. I need you to shoot.
I'm the king. You're the prince.
Right. That's your next mission.
You want to take the throne?
Right.
That's what you got to do.
That's your next mission. So I'm imploring LeBron to say that.
And he has to, because remember when the Lakers played the Bucks, Giannis made it. He scored. And then he started doing the crown motion, putting the crown in his head, saying, like, I wear the crown now.
Right. Right.
These guys say, yo, Ben, this guy disrespected me.
Right.
You got to be the king of the East now.
Right. And you know LeBron loves Ben.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that LeBron, when it's a shoot around and he talks, will help us out, throw us a bone here. Because he likes the organization. He likes Brett. Remember, he actually really thought about coming. I mean, he wasn't going to because he's going to L.A., but he had some nice things to say about coming here. So, there it lies. I'll give you the Friday Five coming up. I've already broken the first number four question of the Friday Five.
Four!
You'll hear from Tim Legler today. We had Legs on last night. And, you know, not a big audience last night. Well, Thursday nights are a little bit difficult, so we're going to replay some of the Legs stuff because he's phenomenal, and he broke a lot of it down. So you'll hear from Legs again today. Lots to get to. You'll like the Five. It's fun. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about the Fino Law season. That's right. You know, life happens and you need a lawyer. So what are you doing? Here you go. All right, I got to get a lawyer. I need someone who is local, right? And of course, knows the landscape. Knows the legal landscape of Philadelphia. So that local firm, DeFino Law, born and raised in Philadelphia, a team of highly experienced lawyers who answer your call right away, brawl for you in court. That's my boys at DeFino Law. They're the team for you. Vince and Mike DeFino, great no-nonsense guys. Fantastic lawyers. They hit hard for their clients, and they're right on Broad Street with a loyal local team of heavy-hitting attorneys that tackle the tough issues. Get the most for their clients. You call DeFino Law, you're going to be sitting and talking to a real lawyer right away. Not referred through the assembly line in some strange office with a lawyer you never met. For over 60 years, they've been fighting for working people all over Philadelphia. DeFino means something. That name means something in Philadelphia law. Whether you had a personal injury at work, an auto accident, slip and fall, have a loved one who's a victim of a wrongful death in a state or criminal matter, get to know DeFino Law. 215-551-9099. 215-551-9099. Let a real Philadelphia law firm fight for you. DeFinoLawyers.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What up?
Get some water.
Hello.
I'm so checked out of life. So checked out of life.
Life in general now?
You know, we all live in our own little bubbles, like our own little worlds. You know this, right?
Yes.
Like you have your own bubble. Now, you and I share a bubble. Like we live in our own little world. Now, certain people's worlds are small, right? Mine is a mouse hole small. Because I realize how checked out I am of life. Of what's going on. I have no idea what's going on in life. So between two kids, just plain sports, right? Just sports.
Yes.
Just the idea that we consume so much sports. And then I have this other writing world, right? So put that together, the kids, our sports world, and my writing thing. And I don't consume. I realized that the only TV I watch is like late at night, and it might be like a show, movie, like whatever. Other than sports, right? It's the only thing I do. I barely on any kind of social media. I don't, you know, it's funny. I used to read and consume everything, and I don't do that anymore. I mean, other than I read actually just for inspiration. Right. So I don't even like, so my daily news intake, other than, you know, like your CNN headline news, right? Like,
right.
Like what's going, like the virus in China and freaking other than that. Out. But like, I'm out on the pop culture. I realize how people just fall off the face of the earth completely out. Like, I had no idea. The bro goes, somebody's response to somebody else who's okay, boomer. I'm looking like, huh? He goes, you know what that is? I go, no idea. And I'm not a boomer, right? So I don't know, right? I'm not from that generation, but I understand it now, like when he was explaining to me, but I had no idea that was like a thing.
Yeah, but it's kind of nice to be outside of it.
Like,
right?
I had no idea. Like, I don't know about things that go on.
Yeah, but that's kind of nice.
You know what I mean? I have no idea. I live on this weird
Because when I see things.
Like cave-like. I'm like a caveman.
Yeah, that's nice. Sometimes you see things and you go, really? This is a thing? Like, remember the Tide Pod challenge? Like, two years
ago?
Right.
Like, I know nothing of the challenges.
I'm like, this is a thing? People are eating Tide Pods?
Right.
Are you serious?
Like, I have no idea. Like, no idea.
Yeah. I applaud you for it.
It's not applaud. It's just how things work out, right? Like, you're a cave. Like, I'm a cave dweller. I got my own little, like, cave. And I, barely, and nothing really seeps through. And I'm aggressively disinterested in anything from, like, the masses and pop culture.
That's my utopia.
Right.
One day it's just disappearing.
Because I think it's, like, uncool, like, a lot of stuff. Like the bro is, like, laughing with the okay boomer.
Yes.
And I go, all right. Like, I get it. Like, so the boomer generation, they're old. They have their old takes and the whatever generation says, you're disconnected. Like, that, if that's funny, right? Like, I just go, what am I? I just go back to my cave.
I think it's funny when Jamie calls me a boomer because I'm 26.
You are, but you have the boomer tendency, right? You're more of a boomer. Well, certainly I'm not. And you certainly are more than I am.
Yes.
And I just go, I got to coach my kids' basketball game. Go back in my little sports cave. My sports and movie cave. I'm close to, like, successfully checking out of society. Like, that's a goal of mine.
New name and everything?
Like, completely check out. Live in Sardinia and write and check out of life.
Hire someone to run for the groceries and stuff.
I like people.
They
so
only know where you're at.
It's not that I like. It's I enjoy my daily interaction with people. I love people. So I like that. But it's the big white noise that's in our world.
Yes.
Right? The white noise. It's all the media, social media, it's everything, right? That's just this cloud of noise. And I long to escape that. And I'm close.
I applaud you for it.
I'm close. As soon as my movie hits, I'm close.
See, I could disappear.
Could you?
I could.
Yeah, I could easily.
When I was in St. Lucia for the honeymoon, there was a house on the top of a hill. It was by itself. I was like, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could just live right there.
Yeah. I don't need to be secluded. I love people.
I could be.
Yeah, I enjoy people. So that's why I like cities. I like people.
You need somebody to go out to Mars to see if it's
yeah, see, like, I don't want to live in Alaska. I want to live in a city. I enjoy a city. I love walking out. Hey, what's up? Seeing the St. Pete. Oh, what's going on? Hey, what about the, Sixers, right? I won't talk about Ben Simmons, but,
Yeah, well, it always comes back to him.
Oh, it's amazing, right? All roads back to Ben. All right, let's get to the phone lines. I'm going to give you the Friday Five coming up in just a moment. But let's go to Dan in Harleysville. Danny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, man. Did you hear about the copper penny challenge thing? Like, you put a copper penny in like a phone charger so sparks shoot out of an outlet and they warn kids not to do it? That's a good one.
Yeah, I have no idea. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I just read it on CNN. Like, it's literally like electrocute yourself. Challenge. It made me laugh because I couldn't believe what? It, but it's real. Yeah, it's real. It's like a real thing. You were saying, like, do I have faith in, like, the 2020s and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, yes.
I don't know how you can anymore, honestly. Like, I hate to be, like, a downer because it's not really my personality, but...
I know. Yeah. You're not like that. I love talking to you.
The Phillies, they got a guy that's not going to go over the luxury tax, and you have to because you can't draft. They can't draft, and they haven't been to draft for a long time. So if you're going to accept we can't draft, you have to also accept you need to pay a whole lot of money to get good. And if you're not going to do either one, you're never going to win. They're going to be okay this year. Like, who's in their bullpen? Really? Like, it's the same guy.
Did you ever, like, I'm sure, because you're a big sports fan, and you wake up and you go, I feel like, especially now the football season's over, you start to kind of look around, you're like, what am I in the mood for?
It's bad with football. Honestly, I feel most positive about the Flyers of all
people. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like You know, because I feel like they got a good coach that knows what he's doing.
Yes.
He's a competent coach. I don't know if he's like the best coach in the world, but he's competent. I don't worry that he doesn't understand hockey. Kind of like the last guy, I kind of wasn't sure if he understood professional hockey. Like, that, this guy, at least I know, doesn't have that problem. But, I mean, the Eagles, they got to hit on, you know, like 6 out of 10 of these draft picks. And 2 of the guys got to be like, all pros. Like, you
yes,
have, you
can't, yes,
you can't
yes,
miss again. You
yes.
Can't, if you miss this
yes.
year, this team's dead in the water for the next 5-6 years. Like, you can't.
Yes, yes.
And then with the Sixers, like, I kind of don't want Ben Simmons to make
yes.
I don't know. I feel like the only thing he cares about is appearances. And if he doesn't make that, is he embarrassed into saying, well, maybe I'm not as good as I think? Probably not, but I'm desperate. Like, I'm desperate with him. Like, he can't, something's got to change. And if that's what it takes, maybe we'll give it, maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't, but at least we can find out. So I don't want
to. Yeah, I don't
it.
Think, see, two things. A, he's going to make it. And B, I don't think that really matters.
Probably
I think,
not.
I think the best thing would be, Danny, if LeBron came out and said,
right,
you know, hey, because imagine somebody you really admire.
Joshua Harris needs to go, like, slide him some money toward, like, his charity or something. Like, yo, come out in the media and do this.
Right.
Like, can't we do this? Like, right. Can we make this happen? Like,
exactly. Exactly. That's a great call, Dad. I appreciate it, brother. Good stuff, man. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. I didn't know the copper penny thing. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But there's another one that's I actually did hear about.
What's that?
You dip a certain part of your body into soy sauce now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's it do?
I don't know. I haven't really. Once I see it, again, like you, when I saw that headline, I said no. I heard something about it is, you know, it burns, apparently. That's what I read.
But what?
The
but,
three
but,
words that I read.
But wait a second.
And I'm like, why? who did this?
Wait a second.
Yes, it's happening.
Wait a second. What, the soy sauce sounds?
Probably.
No.
I'll Google it right
what
now.
What are the benefits? Are there any benefits?
Let me do some research.
Like, is it a pleasure-seeking thing, the soy sauce challenge? Otherwise, I don't know why... You would want to do that.
I literally typed in S-O on Google and soy sauce challenge pops up.
Are you serious? Yeah, see, this is good. Hit me with this stuff. I have no concept nor clue of any of this stuff that goes on that everybody's a part of. Everybody's a part of this stuff. Everybody knows this stuff. I have no idea. Completely, and I'm completely, like, I have no idea concept of any of this stuff.
Oh, apparently, that region has taste buds.
Okay.
So they're seeing if you could actually taste the soy sauce.
Really?
Yes. It's another online thing that freaks
wait,
are doing,
wait,
in my opinion. In my opinion, you're a freak. Like, I'm just, wait, you're a freak. Like, you're not, like, I don't really have respect for you. It could be the most respected wait, person in the world if they do this. I don't have respect for you. You are a freak, period.
Wait a second. Your junk has taste buds.
Yes. They have taste receptors, which are not the same as taste buds.
Right. They have taste receptors.
Yes.
So I go give it a slice of pizza?
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about apparently eating it?
It seems like the majority of the people have not been able to taste the soy sauce. But people are doing this. People are doing this. Like, my wife goes, you watch sports all the time. Why do you watch so much sports? Because I'm not busy dipping my junk into soy sauce. Like, I'm not interested in this.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Yeah, let me put laundry detergent in my mouth and taste it.
That's awesome.
You are a freak. Period.
Oh, my God. That is classic. Classic. I never, there's not more things I've never heard of. Never even can imagine that. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew,
how you doing today?
What's up, Andrew?
Nothing much. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Ben Simmons is an all-star, and I'm going to be honest. The reason why he's only come up big in scoring outputs against teams that are bad, below 500. When it goes to teams above 500, he barely takes 10 shots a game. And he passes up on a lot of shots, like Toronto the other night.
Yeah. I really don't want to argue the merits of Ben as an all-star, but you're ignoring the rest of the game. You realize that? But you're ignoring the fact that he is a top 3, 4, 5 defender in the league, that he is one of the best passers in the league, that he's one of the best rebounders in the league, that he is a transition guy. You ignore all that, you know.
But the problem is, when your best player is out on an injury, it's your turn to step up. And when you're
your idea of stepping up is different. Like, I don't know, the other day at 34, did you go, wow, I was against a bad team. With a triple-double, 34-12-12, ah, bad team. I mean, really. I mean, Andrew, how in the world is he not an all-star? Like, you're crazy.
All right, I'm going to tell you somewhere now. The other night against Toronto, he had an open lane.
We have done that a million times. I understand that there are times of plays when you're right, he has his back to the basket and he needs to shoot and not pass off. That all said, how is he not an all-star?
Because I believe he's not playing to the...
Yeah, you got to come back. I'm sorry, Andrew. We're up against it, buddy. We're up against it. I'm sorry. You got to go rethink your hot take, okay? It's cool. Just go rethink your hot take. You want to say X, Y, and Z, he doesn't do this. I agree with, you know, the shortcomings of the game, but he's an all-star, all right? Sorry to break it to you. In the landscape of the NBA, he's an all-star.
You want today's Twitter poll?
Sure. Is it the pipe bomb?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Well, it's on at 975 middays.
So the question is, you will stick a pipe bomb in your ear if you hear ...
And the options, Simmons can't shoot talk, Andy Reid talk, McNabb and T.O. beefing again. And then I did put a fourth option as other for the write-in option.
Oh, good.
That's got the lowest amount of votes because people are lazy and just don't want to do it. So McNabb and T.O. beefing again is actually in the lead at 48% of the vote. Simmons can't shoot talk coming in second at 38% of the vote. Andy Reid talk, 9%, and the other is at 6%. The one write-in right now is Nick Foles talk.
That's pretty good, man. Well, that's the... That's the Friday Five question.
It's also the poll of the day.
That's good. Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can. With emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week and special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today. All right, we'll come back. 610-632-0975. I believe I see an Eagles call. I'm in on that. 610-632-0975. We'll give you the Friday Five as well. And your chance to win a Primo gift card. Let's talk a little Golden Nugget Jewels, right? Like Valentine's Day is coming up just a few weeks, and it could be that time where you go, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do it. Take the plunge the way Andrew did, the way the Tunis did. If you're thinking about it, you want to make her the one, you go to Golden Nugget Jewelers. Right there. The corner of 8th and Chestnut. You got to check them out, man. The heart of Jewelers Row. You will just fall in love with these guys. They're the official 4-for-4 jewelers. Official jeweler of the Flyers, the Sixers, the Phillies, and the Eagles. Yeah, 4-for-4 jeweler, man. Can't beat. Listen, with Valentine's Day, and you're thinking about, all right, you know, whether it's not about an engagement ring, although this is where Philly gets engaged. Could be any gift. Could be diamond studs. Could be a bracelet. Could be a necklace. Whatever it is, go get it at Golden Nugget Jewelers. Take care of her. They get the best brands, Corey Viraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper. But it goes beyond that. Again, they're the official jeweler of the Phillies, Flyers, and Sixers, and Eagles. Beautiful showroom in the corner of 8th and Chestnut in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Gosh, it went great.
What up?
Hello.
I didn't realize that the soy sauce thing was that widespread. Judas, I had no idea. I'm oblivious to this stuff.
Apparently everyone's
doing it. You know what's funny? I've always been that kind of like, yeah, like when everybody's doing something, I go the other way. Nothing that, you know, just kind of more of an, kind of like the, it's not as interesting if everybody's doing something. I kind of understand this week we had the Flyers, or the Flyers talking to Flyers fans go, oh, now you want to talk about us. Like, I kind of understand that from a, like a little bit, like, I get it. Now, listen, it's more fun when it comes to sports and fandom when the whole big party's there. But I do understand. I wasn't just patronizing.
But you're not going to stop
the Flyers fans by saying, like, you know, I kind of understand where you come from.
Right. But you're not going to stop liking Ben Simmons once everybody starts liking Ben Simmons.
Of course not.
If that ever happens.
No, of course not. That has nothing to do with it. But you understand, like, if everybody's sticking their nuts in soy sauce, I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't care if one person's doing it. I'm still out. Not a pop culture thing for me.
All right, sit tight. We're going to get back to the phones in just a second. Lou wants to talk birds. I'm actually interested in talking anything but Ben Simmons today. All right, here you go. Here's your Friday five for today. And this is interesting because I asked you, you had trouble with it. Give me your favorite three players in town right now. So your favorite four for four guys, three favorites right now. Then give me your favorite three outside of Philadelphia. Yesterday, we talked a lot about nostalgia. And when I hear Sixers-Lakers tomorrow night, ABC, I kind of get nostalgic. Oh, poor Jesse was calling from Austin, and he wanted to talk Simmons, and he hung up. Dude, I'm just joking, man. You want to talk about Ben, I'm cool. I don't want you to feel bad. I'll talk about him. That's not a problem. So here's the thing, and I'm curious. When you want to go to your happy place, where is it? Both literally and figuratively, when it comes to your sports happy place in nostalgia. Like Sixers, Lakers to me, I go back to 01. We were talking about AIS today. Like, I go back to that series and Tyronn Lue. And then I go back further. I'm a kid and Sixers, Lakers and Mo Cheeks dunking the ball for the title, game four, four. So the Sixers-Lakers mean something. Question number three is entitled Pay for the Star. Give me a star that you would pay to see. Now, LeBron's in tomorrow night. Give me the star that you would pay to see NBA, NHL, MLB. All right? Give me question number four, which is our poll question, and you have to finish the thought. I want to stick a pipe bomb in my ear when I hear dot, dot, dot. Of course, this is the Ben Simmons question. And then finally, I got excited and I realized the level of my geekdom when I looked and saw the Senior Bowl is on Saturday on television, right? And I went, oh no, Moss was a game. But I went, all right, well, I'm going to DVR the Senior Bowl so I can go watch. And I was kind of excited Saturday night after the kids play ball and all the other stuff that at some point over the weekend, I could sit and watch the Senior Bowl, like late at night, I'm thinking. Now, that's kind of the height of geekdom if you reacted in any way to the Senior Bowl. So my question for you is, what are you most geeky about? It could be sports, non-sports, but when you think about your own nerd, inner nerd, give me an example of your worst inner nerd. I mean, it doesn't get worse than DVR and the Senior Bowl. Yeah.
What comes to my mind is worse than DVR and the Senior Bowl. I'll give you my answers later.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's bad.
All right. So, all right, so there's your five for today. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. Got a couple open lines. You want to grab them? Let's go to Lou. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Louie?
Gentlemen, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, brother.
All right. I got so much to talk about with respect to what you were saying. First of all, you can't get any more white noise than Donovan and T.O., right? there's that question, all right?
Ain't that the truth?
Anthony, you're my hero, man, because it's not that you're disconnected from society, because as you said, you love people. I love them too. The interaction between humans, instead of actually texting back and forth or waiting for your comment or, oh my God, she saw my message but she's not responding. You know, I mean, that is what I love. I still love old-fashioned human interaction, but man, I have this geeky attitude about the pop, whereas if everybody likes it, just how cool could it be?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I mean, like, how many times have you put on a music station and you hear the same songs over and over again? You know, I think it plays somewhat into what you're saying, because I'm a B-side guy. You know, I don't want to hear Dream On. I want to hear the other songs on the first hour. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But it seems so.
I admire people like you. You unearth a find, and I appreciate that.
Well, dude, I don't think it's necessarily as being disconnected from the pop as it is our hunger for variety.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, something fresh. Yeah. Like, you want something fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard this song yesterday. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Give me a deep cut, you know?
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm that way. Like, I'm not the best music guy, but I'm that way with movies and television shows. Like, I like to kind of dive in, to go deep dive into something.
Sure, absolutely. And you know what? I mean, if something is really popular, to me, I gotta walk away from it.
Yes.
And then evaluate it later when it goes away.
Right.
When all the hype is gone.
Yes, right? I agree. Or you want to be in early. Like, I don't mind if everybody's comes in later, but I got to be in early, or else I ignore it. That's a problem too, though. You know,
it is a problem. You know why? Personally, because if I'm in early and then everybody else likes it, kind of like the Flyers fans, all that kind of, then I take ownership over it. I don't want anybody to mess with it. And that's why.
That's great. Right? That's great. Yes. That's funny. It really is like a character flaw, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's how you feel, right, Lou?
Yeah, perfect. Word up, brother. My Eagles points are, you bring up the Senior Bowl. I want like 50 representatives there, man.
I know.
I mean, is Howie doing this alone again?
No, and honestly, he was not the primary voice of the draft. Joe was, and now it's Andy Whitehall, who was Joe's guy, and Andy's going to be in charge. But, you know, Howie has a huge, obviously a huge role in this thing, and so he's got culpability from the drafts of the past. But, you know, I thought they had a nice one. When you look back on it, I thought they had a decent draft last year. I mean, I think Miles Sanders is a player. I think you got your future left tackle. I think Dillard's the real deal. I think what hurts them, again, is the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and even Derek Barnett, man. I mean, he's just not good enough. You got to be better.
Jeffrey's contract.
Yeah. Oh, horrible. Okay. Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I mean, you know, that almost, I'm almost afraid. I don't know what kind of offensive free agents are on the market. I mean, but
I want to draft a receiver. I really do. I want to draft two receivers, to be honest with you.
One and two? Second round?
I think you can go first, fourth, because it's a deep draft for receivers. It's a real deep draft. So I think you can get away with one first round, third round, first round, fourth round.
Dude, it's
February.
It's almost February now. I'll be watching that.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. Louie, have a great weekend, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Pleasure is mine, gentlemen.
Thanks, buddy. It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, we're a Beasley Media Group station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.